time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
An example of what not to do or right. situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if it's too good to be true, maybe in the case of love, sometimes it actually is. So if you can manage to make it through the day without falling in love with someone on Tinder and giving them $40,000.
Oh, no.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, $40,000?
Yeah, her name's Katie. She thought she found love on Tinder. Now she's thinking, you know what? I'm probably never going to see that 40 grand that I gave him back.
Over what course of time are we... Did we ever date in real life?
So, no. So, Katie, was chatting, swiped on a guy who claimed to be an engineer living in Turkey.
In Turkey? Oh, no.
Yeah, and so the chats, they soon got to be, you know, hot and steamy. And, you know, he was sending her photos, but they turned out to be like photoshopped pictures, right? And so there was a picture of him in a hospital bed, and you know, he asked her for money for hospital bills.
Oh gosh.
And yeah, so she eventually figured out, oh gosh, I think I'm being scammed.
I don't think this is truthful.
But it was too late because she had already sent about 40 grand.
Oh, Katie. Yeah. Oh, Katie.
Now she's like doing DoorDash and doing like picking up these little extra things to try to earn some money because she's and she says, I curse him every time I'm out doing that DoorDashing, right?
Oh, wow.
But like,
and,
you know,
I mean, who knows how long she's gonna have to work to try to get that back.
Right. And, you know, you look at, we've talked about this stuff before and we'll see the Photoshop photos and it is obvious. But these pictures, like if you didn't know who they were, I think one of them was a professional baseball player who was in a hospital or something like that, you know, because he got injured playing sports and, you know, good looking guy and stuff like that. You know, you wouldn't know because he's not like a name baseball player, right? So, it's just, you see these stories and you think to yourself, man, that had never happened to me. And I'm sure she thought the same thing.
He is handsome and it doesn't look like it's necessarily
Photoshop, right?
Photoshopped, yeah. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
So, yeah, he managed to get about 40 grand from her before she realized, oh, you know what? This probably isn't real. And here's just another tip. Like, hey, if the guy that you're, quote, dating online starts asking you for money and you haven't met him in real life yet?
Yeah, it's time to exit.
Let's
situation.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she said that though they were talking for months, and she said he even paid off her credit card bills and moved $750,000 into her retirement account, but then the credit card payments bounced.
Yes, exactly.
And then that money that he was in the retirement account raised red flags. Company froze her account.
Yeah. So.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's just tough all the way around.
He made her think that, oh, I'm helping you out too.
Made her think it's legit. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, wow.
All right. So, again, if it's too good to be true, it very well could be.
Yeah, let's narrow the region we're swiping in so that it's maybe within driving distance. So we can meet in person at some point. It's not going to be a guarantee. He's not going to scam you.
No, not a guarantee, but at least.
But if he's in Turkey, it's easier.
It reduces the odds, yes, for sure. So there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.